Hello, everyone. I'm Matthew, the worship pastor at Cicero Christian Church.
And I'm Sue, and I help lead the songwriting team here at the church. We wanted to drop in to provide a brief commentary on the album you just heard, as well as to celebrate and honor everyone involved in this project.
Yeah, so as a worship pastor, I found myself looking for songs written for congregational singing that authentically and honestly sat with the pain and sin, brokenness, and injustice in our world in a way that is similar to what we find in many of the Psalms. And I found myself disappointed with what was available. So I posed a question to the songwriting team. Can we write laments that acknowledge that on any given Sunday, many people in our congregation are dealing with some really tough stuff? Can we write songs that help our people process their pain and loss in a way that is authentic and yet worshipful? Can we balance positivity and celebration by also dealing with the hard stuff?
Exactly. So All Things New, I Wait for You, and Ever Flow are my efforts, along with the efforts of the songwriting team as a whole, to write songs of this nature. The use of diminished chords, seventh chords, and minor keys helped us create music that was unique and fitting for the lyrics. Our talented saxophone players at the church were also pivotal in developing the lament sound in this project. O God of Every Nation is not original to us and is a hymn popular in the Presbyterian tradition written in the 1950s by William Reed. Lord, I Deserve Thy Deepest Wrath is also a hymn written in the mid-1800s by Basil Manley.
In these songs, we explore personal repentance from sin, struggles with guilt, and lamenting over injustice, brokenness, violence, and oppression in our societies and in our world. We hope that these songs give our church, along with whoever comes across them, a framework for processing grief and pain in a way that leads us to God rather than away from Him.
Absolutely. So we want to honor and celebrate all the hands involved in making this project come to life. First and foremost, we credit our God who provides all inspiration and creative abilities. These efforts are accomplished with much prayer, and we are His instruments to introduce these songs to others. The writers and lyric editors for this project are me, Matthew, Angelica Montgomery, Warren Manchess, Amanda Hopper, Richard Parker, Cal Coulter, and Alec Oldham. Our theological advisors were Andy Gable, Anthony Burke, and Matthew. The artwork for the album is the amazing work of Richard Parker in a collaboration with his wife, Mary Beth.
Yeah, music composition, some instrument recording, as well as the mixing and production for the project were done by me. As far as musicians go, the piano you hear on the album is played by Kathy Cook, Marcia Foster, and Andrew Morrison. Drums are done by Camden Coulter and me. Bass is played by Phil Schlack and Richard Parker. Other guitars are played by Lewis Rose and me. Our saxophone players are Alec Oldham and Matthew Damick. Everflow is sung by Andy Ramsey. All Things New is sung by Becky Yoder. I Wait for You is sung by Lindsay Dunn. And I sang Lord, I Deserve Thy Deepest Wrath and O God of Every Nation. Mixing consultation came from Eric Rusa, Ellie Gable, Lindsay Dunn, Angelica Montgomery, and Josh Ryan. And these are just some of the many amazing individuals in our creative, music, and tech community here at the church. We have more voices, instruments, and writers than we could showcase in just five songs. So keep your eyes peeled for more great music for church from our team in the near future.
Fantastic. All right, that's a wrap. We pray that these songs are a blessing to whoever comes across them. And Matthew, if someone comes across the music online and would like chord charts or tracks, they can Google Cicero Christian Church, pull your email off the staff page, and get in touch with you. Is that correct?
Sure is. Thanks, everyone. God bless.